now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Yeah, it was a tough week for the market. Clearly, the economic news is not controlling the market. The Fed is. So the market for the week finished down on the Dow, down 4.2%. The S&P 500 down 4%. NASDAQ off 4.4%, back in correction territory, over 22.4% down for the year. I know. The 10-year yield at 3.02, flat for the week. And bonds down 9.7% year-to-date. Oil closing at 92.92 a barrel. So what happened? this is the question I keep getting. And this is what's happening. Friday, Chair Powell spoke at Jackson Hole and was talking about inflation and how the Fed's policy isn't exactly what the market thought. And so the market didn't like that. And you saw exactly what happened on Friday, which wasn't very good. And because inflation and growth right now appear to be rolling over, the pace of what the easing of the rising rates isn't as slow as what the market was hoping for. So clearly, you know, Chair Powell, he didn't provide any clues about whether they're going to raise the rate 50 basis points or 75 basis points next month. We're just a few weeks away from that. It's not surprising, since Fed officials have stated they don't intend to let us know what they're going to do. They're going to look at the data and then make decisions. So that's why the upcoming August employment number we'll see next Friday. Any sort of inflation numbers that keep coming out next week, got to pay attention to these things, because that could determine what they end up doing mid-September. So people are asking, well, what's changed? A key reason why the rebound in stocks has basically stalled is that the market has walked back now expectations for what the rate cuts are going to look like through the end of 23. We're out over a year now. And so the front loading that was going on with the rate hikes is removing pressure from the Fed to act. But we all know rates are going to rise. And Powell said that they're not going to prematurely change their policy. So I think a likely scenario is the Fed fund rates are going to peak around 3.75%, maybe 4. And we'll probably see that in the next 6 months. And that's because as inflation starts to calm and roll over, which we're starting to see that right now, I'll talk about that here in a second, the Fed can start to back off a little bit and then tell us about that. So that's what I expect to happen. More about why is economic data not driving the market right now? That's important, because this is sort of the first time that's happened. We get these reports that come out and the market doesn't really do anything. But then when the Fed says something, all of a sudden, wow, we have these big moves. Why is that? Well, let's look at a couple of things that happened last week. You have something called the Producers Manufacturing Index. It's basically measures production, producing stuff. And the August one came out last week. It was 45 was the number. The estimate was 49.2. Remember, anything below 50 is a contraction. So 45 is surprising. It was quite a bit lower than 49.2, which was the estimate. And you would think that that's sort of bad news, right, would affect the market. Well, it didn't. It didn't at all. And that's because the market's saying, well, if that's not really a bad number, in other words, there's not inflation there, then the Fed's more likely to ease. And this was the first case in point where it showed that the economic data is not being reflected in the stock market. Next, we had the second data point this week in the economy since the pandemic, had to do with the bad is good scenario when it came to just overall weakness in the travel sector. And let me explain that. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've now been traveling around to these weddings, okay? And Yeah, I'm just going to say that's that. All right. Anyway, the fact is the airports are packed. The planes are packed. Hotels are oversold. There's no rooms. And you're saying, what do you mean? Well, here's what happened. Part of this number we got this past week had to do with travel and leisure activities. And the according to the numbers, it's slowing down hard. And if that's true, we should expect growth to slow in the next coming months as well. And again, you would think the market would drop on that news this past week, but it didn't. So again, this is a second area where we're seeing things happen that just don't make a lot of sense, and you're not alone. So don't feel bad. Now, is the bull market rally over? Good question. And so the recent pullback we just saw in stocks that just started, I think is not actually a bad development from a technical standpoint. Let me talk about that. So I'm talking about technical right now, graphs, charting, that sort of thing. And the simple reason why I'm saying that is the broader stock market does not move in a straight line. It bounces all over the place. The market flows like a river, ebbs and flows. And so we need to set new highs or new lows to actually build what we'll call a base. So the previous resistant levels that we've been talking about are now developing what's called a support once the market moves beyond them. And this is healthy. So I view this recent pullback in equities as a step in an overall process for the market to attempt to put in a bottom. Now, I'm trying to be clear here. My view is not that the market has bottomed for good or that we're headed for new all-time highs. But I think the S&P 500's ability to snap back in late June, trend sideways for about a month, and then start to rally was the first positive we've seen to forming what I'll call a tradable bottom. So right now, my outlook overall remains neutral, because I still need to see the market establish what I'll say is a new bottom and then move to a new high beyond the month-to-date peak, which we just saw, which was 4,300. And right now the bottom, again, these are predictions based on graphs. I'm seeing that this level of 4,000, 4,050 is what we just saw, or 3,900. That could be the particular bottom that we're trying to form right now. So in order to get there, we have to see peak inflation, peak hawkishness. We have to see China fully reopen. And we have to see more resolution to this Russia-Ukraine war. And it's also important to consider that for the longer term, this new bottom takes to form, the more formidable, the more support, the more faith I'll have in confirming that we've ultimately bottomed. So thank you for the question. I know we're trying to figure out where things are going, but as you know, it's a little bit like reading the tea leaves.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.